Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Tzaneen 27, Emalahleni 23 degrees.
No major incidents to report on the roads. However, please note we have community unrest, protest action in the Rabi Ridge area, avoid Modderfontein Road and Dane Road. Also, Soweto N17 road closed between the N1 and the Soweto Highway Circle. New Canada Road closed between New Canada and Soweto Highway. And the road closed between Klipspruit Valley Road Circle and Umank Drive, all due to the protest action.
We start at the Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge, where multi-million rand fraud accused Fidelius Mwema and two co-accused will spend another night behind bars after bail proceedings were rolled over to tomorrow. The trio faced charges of fraud and money laundering linked to over 16 million rand, allegedly swindled from KPMG's bursary fund between 2019 and 2022. Mas Sechaba Sefolaro reports.
The court heard that Fidelius Mwema created a web of companies and individuals to receive the monies he allegedly misdirected from KPMG. His two co-accused would then allegedly pay the bulk of the money back to Mwema while keeping some for themselves. Businessman Trevor Machimana allegedly received over 1 million rand, from which he paid Mwema close to 900,000, while Metro cop Lebogang Sikhuburu is said to have received over 600,000 rand before recruiting other companies and individuals to the alleged unlawful activities. Mwema, Machimana and Sikhuburu all intend to plead not guilty to the charges against them. Masuchaba Sifularo for Jacka Endofrim News in Palm Ridge.
Tshwane Mayor Celia Brinks says the metro is on track to recover from the stagnant service delivery. Brink delivered his second State of the City address today. He says addressing service delivery challenges are key.
A way of accepting the reality that government doesn't always know best, and that we can take hands with communities to improve the quality of life in the city. We believe this will give communities an enormous stake in the success of the city as a whole.
City Power says its technicians are working around the clock to restore power in Witgesig, Orlando East and Pennyville in Soweto. Angry residents took to the streets earlier today to protest over continued power cuts. Your City Power spokesperson, Isaac Mangena.
We appeal to the customers to avoid overloading the network by using electricity sparingly, particularly during this period as the temperatures drop. You'll remember that the area is also overcrowded, especially with the backyard rooms that have mushroomed.
Eight people have been killed in a crash in Steelpoort, Limpopo. The bus carrying mine workers collided with a truck earlier today.
According to reports, the cause of the fatality is a bus which was overtaking unsafely and sideswiped with a truck. The deceased were all passengers in the truck who were going to work at a nearby brick manufacturing company.
That's Limpopo Transport spokesperson Vongani Chauke. In news abroad, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency says a political process alone will not guarantee sustainable peace in Gaza. Since the Israel-Hamas war started, 178 personnel of the agency have been killed. And finally, a square scribbled on a yellow piece of paper by Renaissance genius Michelangelo sold for 33 times its estimated value. This was confirmed by auction house Christie's. It was found stuck on the back of a frame. I'm Chanel September, more news in Afrikaans at 4.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Few times that we hung out, but we found that summer. First time that I met you.